I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
We're live, baby. Let's go. Thursday. What is it? October 27th. 27th. Back in the studio. Oh, everybody's back in the studio. Why are you guys sitting so close?
Just in case.
Do you guys normally sit that close?
Yeah.
You both sit there?
Yeah.
Oh.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know, dude. Who's out here?
Strength in numbers.
We just got back from, where did you get from? Virginia Beach? Where were you at?
I was at LSU for the weekend.
You went to the game?
Yeah.
Did you see Theo?
No.
He was down there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was down on the field.
Oh, yeah, you're up in the suite.
I was up in that suite.
Yeah, dude, that's the
free hot dogs, dude.
The classic delete that. You got to flex on the suite. Well, all right, dude. All right, this is a perfect example because I saw your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I rewatched it because I go, is he in section 300 or is this a suite? And listen, that's an important distinction, dude.
When I posted it?
Yes, because I know you wouldn't post from up there. I know.
When I posted it, yeah. I was like, you know, you can't really tell.
Went around to your buddy glass. You had the glass in there.
Right.
Because some of those college football stadiums are so old.
That glass is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, the glass is a giveaway. And sometimes a lot of them, I think a lot of those, this is what the whole book is about.
Right.
It's like, I go, all right, I know Alex. I know he wouldn't, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I'm in section 300 for the monster trucks. I'm wearing a disguise. Dude, I'm putting my hood up.
Yeah.
I go, I can't be seen up here.
Yeah.
I don't think people, I'm poor. People think I'm poor. Yeah. So you go, because I saw your video. I was like, that's up there.
It was pretty up there.
But a lot of those old stadiums have converted
mm-hmm.
seats into suites.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was kind of what that was.
But the seat versus suite distinction is very important.
It comes down to that glass, right?
It comes down. No, let me see. Yeah, it comes down. Now here's what it comes down to. It comes down to the glass. It comes down to the divider to other seats, mm-hmm. and then what's behind you. Because what's behind you is usually like your personal own, your bar,
right?
But in what's in because you're looking at the same court or the same field,
right.
that everyone else is,
right?
And without a suite, this is an average seat.
Absolutely.
But if it's a suite, this is the best seat.
Totally different deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also, if you're looking at like the Nissan Stadium suites, you're looking at the field, but also you got two huge TVs right here.
Right.
So you're in the game, but also when it's on the other end, you're watching off the TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus you can put other games on too. So yeah, now you're watching that game live and then other games on TV.
There's no bathroom line.
Right.
All of that.
That's huge. That might be the best part of the suite.
No bathroom line.
Yeah.
Gets a bit, it's like whenever someone is, because, and also another benefit. We're talking to, by the way, no one here because they're like, John, we don't go to suites.
Yeah.
We went to one time.
Yeah.
Arrangement of seating. You don't have to be like, hey, he's sitting here. You have 14, you have 15, you have 16. Another guy that smells and eating popcorn mm-hmm. has 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, dude, we're in the suite.
Yeah, man.
You can move around.
You put your feet up.
Yeah, you can put your feet up. If you don't want to talk to this guy, move to talk to this guy.
Take shoes off. Hang on a while.
Because you know what suites are happening. You know what's happening in suites? Business deals.
Yeah.
They got to go, hey, let me, fourth quarter, let me go sit with.
Wheeling and dealing, dude.
Yeah. Security.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not there for the game. The real game is being played in the suite.
No, you're not there for the game. Yeah, because a lot of those NBA, or like the Hawks, I know definitely, have converted like another level to all suites. Because it's a big like corporate, like that Hartsfield Airport, everybody's in there. Let's go to the Hawks game.
Yep.
And they're not watching the game. They're not fans. No. And they argue that they take away from fans.
You can make the argument.
Because you're not, what's your association?
I really don't have one.
Yeah.
I've never been a favorite team guy. Like I just like watching games.
I do like, yeah. Since the UT Alabama game, you're like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I love being my buddy Trev says it as fan for a day.
Fan for a day.
Like I love being a mercenary fan where I'm just coming in. I can root for
guns
the team.
Blazing.
If we win, I get to celebrate. If we lose, I get to not be sad about it because I don't really care.
Yeah. Well, my buddy has he's a huge Georgia fan
mm-hmm.
and talks trash on behalf of Georgia.
Yeah,
but he didn't go to Georgia.
Got it.
But we live in the state of Georgia. Yeah. I'm a Georgia Tech fan. I go, why am I Georgia? I go, two of my brothers went there. I applied, didn't get accepted. My dad took us to games there growing up. My dad was the chaplain. I feel like that.
Yeah, you're in it.
I feel like I'm in it.
Yep.
Obviously, Samford, 6-1, by the way.
Yeah.
Division I, AA school.
Talk about it.
Only losses to Georgia. Mm. So.
Just saying.
We did beat Eastern Tennessee State.
Hey.
But you go, what? You can't, like, you know your buddy that's like, dude, I'm a Warriors fan and a Duke fan and a Yankees fan. Yep. I go, no, dude, no, no.
Oh, you like to win.
Oh, you like to just, you like to be the best? You like to be on the best? Well, how, like, how are you? You're like, I don't know, dude. I was in the, like, I had a layover in San Francisco and I bought, I go, no, that's it. Yeah, no. You can't talk trash on behalf of them.
Right.
Like, were you talking trash on behalf of LSU?
No, no.
You were just out there.
No, I'm just happy to be here and wearing purple.
Let's I thought a good TikTok video, but I didn't want to. I go like, a good TikTok video is wearing the opposing jersey, go down to Tuscaloosa and just stir it up.
Yep. Just to get a rise.
Just to, but yeah, but I was like, I don't want to contribute to that.
Or
just,
or like, don't want to get beat up.
Either. Yeah, or don't want to get beat up. Yeah, because college is where they.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, they're gonna get rowdy.
They got to get the fan bases. Every people know this that are listening to the podcast. The fan bases that have nothing else are the wildest because, like, you know, they have those, like, how many NFL teams are in LA now? Like 3?
Yeah, a lot.
They go
too many.
You're like, dude, the Rams suck. You're like, yeah, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now when you like, and you make fun of, like, like, I know because I tour all around. They go, when you're in St. Louis, everything's fair game except the Cardinals.
Yeah.
If you make fun of the Cardinals, they're not gonna, it's not gonna go well.
Yeah, that's the line.
It's not gonna go well. No. Like, you can go to Cincinnati and make fun of the Bengals.
Yep.
Right. You can go to New York, make fun of the Mets. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell you, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Arkansas, the University of Arkansas, that state has nothing. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of sports. It has a lot to offer, obviously, but they have the University of Arkansas.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
And they are. I don't care if they're 0-16. You do not make fun of them.
Yeah, there's just less options.
There's less options.
Yeah.
And a lot of those college cities are like LSU.
Yep.
What else do you go? You cheering for the Texans?
Yeah, I mean, you're an LSU more than fan. An hour away from Baton Rouge.
And that's why they're like, dude, why are these like 55-year-old men calling into like a local sports show to talk about the high school recruits? I'm like, guys, go to work. Go to your job. He's like, dude, this kid's 15, but we just offered him a full ride. Saban came down there. Yeah. Let me do an impression of a guy. I'm gonna call in. You'll be the sports.
Okay, we got John on line one. John, what do you want to talk about today?
I'll tell you what, I just got the numbers back for the recruiting class. Texas A&M's number one, Alabama number two, and we're coming in at number three. I think to me, I was one of the ones that, you know, like Chester Hatfield down there. We recruited him. Coach went in there and he offered him a full ride plus benefits. And I just think from a facility standpoint, we can't compete with the Alabamas and the LSUs, and we want to be in the SEC. That's what they say every time.
I like when they start talking about recruiting classes that are like so far. Like the class of 2035 is looking good. And it's like, these kids are 6.
Yeah. And by the way, these kids are like Georgia Tech. We were like, not good. We fired our coach and now we are winning everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's not, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Speaking of the fans, though, we just got back from where? Virginia Beach?
Yeah, dude.
Let me read all the I'm just going to read all the shows coming up because all the rest of the shows for 2022 are sold out.
Nice.
All the shows are sold out, dude, which is unbelievable. Congrats. The fans have been great. Starting in February, we come into Bowling Green, added a second show, it's already sold out. Cincinnati, add a second show, already sold out. Saginaw, Michigan, Indianapolis, about to add a second show, sold out. Shipshawana, added a second show, sold out. Grand Rapids, added a second show, first one sold out. Albuquerque, El Paso, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth, adding a second show, already sold out. Fayetteville, Arkansas, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, we won't make fun of the Cardinals. Fayetteville, North Carolina. People call it Vietnam, so that's not my joke. That's a great joke. Those are the best. Also, we're coming to Charlotte, added a second show. Omaha, Nebraska, and Clear Lake, Iowa, and Kansas City. You know, like, what? What are you laughing at?
I'm still laughing at Vietnam.
Like, no, there's like, I did an Instagram story on that one time, because every city I go to, people call it like, I'm in like Council Bluffs. They call it like Council Tucky.
Yeah.
Like they put
Cashville.
Yeah. Well, that's like that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Memphis is like Methphis or or like it's always something horrible.
Okay.
Because they always like the names of your city, it's something Tucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like Methville or Font Compton or like drug. It's always something related to like meth or like something domestic abuse or something like that. Everybody's city has one. My city was named Lilburn. We called it Thrillburn. But nice. As a joke, ironically, because it was boring.
It's lit.
Yeah, it's lit. We just got back from Virginia Beach. Dude, let me just tell you what one of the GM for the club said to me.
Yeah.
This is kind of serious.
Okay.
Well, not really. I mean, he's a comedy club. You've been to Zany's before.
Yeah.
It's just every night it's something new.
Right.
Right. Somebody new coming in there, some new podcast. We did the show. And he comes up after the show. There's a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
So in between the shows, you got to get all these people out and get all the new people in. And he goes, dude, I've been working at this club. He's like, I just want to tell you this. He goes, and this is important for, I think, our podcast. He goes, I've been working at this club for 20 years. He goes, after your show, there's just such like the energy in that lobby was just so positive.
Wow.
Like people were just like uplifted. Or they came to the show and I told him, I go, it's not uncommon to hear.
Mm.
And I feel the same. I read a lot of the emails about the podcast. And this is what I say. This is what I told him in the green room, but I tell a lot of artists. I go, I've thought this from like day one of like people have heavy burdens.
Mm-hmm.
People have heavy burdens in just life. Like everybody listening to this podcast are like, dude, when I'm delivering packages for Amazon or when I'm doing the dishes or when my kids are at school and I'm driving to the life is just out of the gate hard.
Yeah.
That's like in the Bible, I think. It's hard.
Yeah.
People's jobs, people's health, people's mental health, people's divorce, people relationship and ego. When people come into my show, they have burdens that they bring. I would like to help lift it.
Mm.
And the same in the pod. I would like to help lift the burdens of the people that are coming. And if you can do that, you will make money and be successful the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Now, an artist get in is when they bring their burdens and they put their burdens on. It's like I see a lot of comics. There's a lot that are like, dude, that was like funny, but it was like heavy.
Yeah.
And now I have to carry the artist burdens. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bands that are like that. They're like coming in. They're like, dude, this. We talk about this a lot. Like, dude, that was for the group text.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have burdens and I have personal relationships in my life that I handle those with. I think sometimes where this podcast fails is when I bring my personal burdens into here.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I would say it fails.
Not fails. In that, not fails, but it's not.
It's not like, what you're trying to accomplish.
No, yeah. It's not what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to people like, hey, dude, 23 hours out of this day are hard. Like that people message all the time. We're like, dude, we can't wait till Thursdays. We can't wait till Thursdays.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're for an hour, but you can speak. I bet both of you guys have examples of artists that do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the artists that do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Musical artists.
Yeah,
I've been crushing Eminem recently.
Nice. Older now.
On it. Just the Eminem is like best of.
Nice.
And the songs that come on there, like I was in the airport for probably a span of when I got to the airport to when I got home, probably 6 hours at a layover.
Yeah.
Just what is he? It was helping.
Yeah.
Right. You listen to somebody read my book. You're like, people enjoy it. People like it. It's an escape because life is hard.
It's a therapeutic thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, and I think hearing, even if it's not something that you can directly like relate to, I think even just hearing somebody get stuff off like that feels good.
And what and you say the same for as simple as it is, you would say the same as animalistic or as simple as it sounds, you get the same from LSU football.
Yeah.
Life is hard.
Yep.
You're like, hey, you want to drive down there?
Yep.
And like, yeah.
We talked about that walking around.
I want to.
Looking at all the tailgates. I mean, it's insane. Haven't tailgated at LSU, God, it is insane.
It's unbelievable.
And we're walking around going, there are 500,000 people out here tailgating. All of them have been waiting with this day marked on their calendar for possibly a year when they announce the schedule. Yep. And it's like, this is it. Here we are.
So you get,
let it all go and just
you get
have fun.
Why people, you get why some people are invested in the recruiting class.
Yes.
And then you get why people are sad when they lose.
Yeah.
That, and they're like, and you're like, you're a fan for a day, but I wish, like, don't you wish you were like a diehard Tennessee fan last week?
I don't know. Sometimes, because there's negatives that come with that
too. Yeah, they're also, this has been 10 years. But like, I was having a tough day like last week and I was like, dude, the Hawks season starts.
Yeah.
Like Trae Young, he's like, I enjoy watching him.
Right.
It's as simple as I can put it.
It's just even a little thing to look forward to. Like the Hawks tip off tonight at 7:05. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you're like, I get excited about stuff, not like soup, but the guy said to me, he's like, dude, the energy out there, this is not like a commercial to come to the live
show. No, it's great to share this.
But everybody, I talk about the live show, I go, when we were all alone during quarantine, everybody was by themselves. Mm-hmm. And like, no one could like, I said the government could like tell us things that were like, okay, because we're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You couldn't go to the neighborhood thing or restaurant and be like, come on.
Yeah.
No.
We need each other.
That's the way, as simple as I can put it. That sounds like we crush everything and make fun of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a positivity.
We'll continue to, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
We'll continue to crush things. But
John, quick going to your therapist. You're getting too healthy. Yeah.
Hey, numbers are down.
Yeah. Hey,
we like it better when you're mentally fragile. Could you get there for me real quick?
That's true, actually. Sometimes I come unglued on the show and the live show, everybody loves it. I do have a present for you guys.
What?
Yeah, I got a present for you guys. Did you see it when I came in?
I saw you bring something. I didn't know what it was.
You can't see it. Okay. I got a present for both of you guys. Well, all right. So we've talked a lot about the attention that we give stuff.
Right.
Right. And they're like, dude, we can't, like, do you want to raise awareness? I can't.
Right.
There's too many things.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Everyone on the internet, all these protesters are trying to get attention. Mm-hmm. The guy.
I just can't wait to see what this is.
Hold on. The guy with the alligator.
Yeah.
The guy with the alligator going to like the public park.
Right.
Dude, forgive your dad.
Right.
Just say you need attention. And then I was watching this actually, this Bo Burnham TikTok, and he's like,
oh, I just watched this morning. This is on my For You page.
Exploring the space.
Yes.
And he's like, the space is the human brain.
Yes.
It's
the new real estate.
The new real estate.
Yeah.
Because all these companies, all the social media companies, they don't sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're making the hamburgers.
Right.
Like
we're the product.
Yeah, we you're like, oh, they need to put in the algorithm. Yeah, stuff that we make,
mm-hmm.
or I'm a creator, I guess, it's stuff that I make.
Yep.
And I'm getting rewarded for it financially, but like, attention is all we have, is all the currency that you have, that me and I have. And that's why I say this podcast, hopefully, is helping. So, but like, you just stop, we got to stop giving our attention. Like I said it at the beginning, hey, if we all say what you want to wear or whatever side you're on this, we've said some pro Donald Trump things and some anti Donald Trump things on this podcast. Like if everyone is so angry about what he was tweeting, we could all just unfollow.
Yeah.
If everyone unfollowed, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. But our attention, and that's a lot of the things that are like, I'm not giving time on this podcast to that.
Yes.
All right, switch the camera around to you because I got to come in and bring it to you.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. You guys ready?
I think. I mean, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, dude. Well, I got one too.
It's in a plastic bag.
I have one for Keely. We'll bring one next week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll get one. Plastic bag. Drugs, John. What? You brought us drugs.
Yay. Okay, here we go. Oh, they're hats. Oh, my God, dude. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to unveil it to camera before I look at it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Pass bro.
Pass bro shops. Dude, snap.
Let's do it.
I got one too, dude. That's unreal, dude.
How clean is that?
With the alligator, is he wearing a chain?
No, he's wearing the emotional support necklace.
The leash.
He's wearing the emotional support leash.
Dude, this is incredible.
Pass bro shops, dude.
I love it.
Because like the everybody, all they want is attention.
Yeah.
Hey, pass.
This is incredible,
pass,
dude.
Bro. And nobody would know that that's not a Bass Pro hat.
Fantastic, bro. This is amazing. Are you selling these?
Well, I got PTSD from the last one.
What do you mean?
With the
JV Chris.
Yeah, with the JV. That this is like, I go, you got to make it different enough from if you're listening online, it's a Bass Pro Shops hat that says, and it's a classic, the snapback.
If you're listening online, go watch the YouTube is what he meant to say. Or go watch the YouTube and see these because these are incredible.
We're all three wearing it.
We're all going to rock the same. Yeah.
Clips
pass, bro.
Sick this week. We're all wearing the same hat.
Hey, pass. Hey, excuse me. Would you be willing to talk for a second? Pass, bro. Dude, what about the pass, bro? Yeah.
I'm locked in.
Locked in, dude. Yeah.
Love that.
With the emotional support. It's inspired by the guy with the alligator.
Amazing.
Bringing the emotional support alligator.
What a guy.
To the city park with kids. Bro.
Dude, these are fantastic. These are comfy, too. Yeah. I'm big on comfort for hats.
Yeah, big on a hat that fits right.
Yes.
Sometimes hats don't fit right. I got them out.
These do.
Yeah, pass,
these fits
bro.
Right.
If somebody's watching a clip, they're like, why are all those guys wearing the same
they're
hat?
They're like, who are these guys?
Yeah, I'm wearing this every day. Shout out to my assistant, Eva.
These are amazing.
Who took it, and our graphic designer, Chelsea.
Thanks, Eva.
Yeah, we out here.
I wanted to ask you about the road.
Yeah.
In Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
You texted me about something. You said something happened at the meet and greet.
Oh, the people came in with the we said on the podcast last week, if you wear do what you want when you pop in shirt,
yeah,
I will pay your bill. Because if you go to the theaters, you just pay the ticket price.
Right.
At the comedy club, there's like food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
So eight women came. To the eight women came to the show with the do what you want when you pop in. I saw them when they walked out. There was like eight women sitting right in it. I go, okay. Everyone wearing do what you want when you pop in shirt.
That's incredible.
You find it on the socials that I texted to you.
Yeah, we'll splice the photos in.
Yeah, and then they all came up to the stage after the show with a meet and greet and then brought their receipt. So every single one of them brought eight a receipt and gave it to me. Go, here you go.
They've never listened to Future in their lives. That's so funny.
No. And also, I just think it's like eight suburban white women.
Yep.
In probably like capris.
Perfect.
Like, and like, I don't know, what?
Tevas.
Yeah, what kind of shoes do white women wear? Like
Tevas.
Keds or something
Tevas,
like that?
Keds maybe. Keds. Yeah, yeah. No, Keds are good.
Is Keds a thing still?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
They are?
Yeah.
Keds. Yeah. So I just imagine, and Virginia Beach is like you walking around on the streets of Virginia Beach and any like black guy sees eight white women wearing a do what you want when you pop in. And it's P-O-P-P-I-N apostrophe. They're like, what's going on? That's,
there's so many pictures of them in group chats right now. Bro, you're never going to believe it. I just walked by.
They're on TikTok.
Yeah.
You'll do what you want when you pop in. And like, what are they doing? They're like, they're going into like the Hobby Lobby and getting like decor for their home.
They're
going
to CVS to smuggle candy into your show.
Do what you want when you pop in. They're like, oh, I thought it meant like microwave popcorn. Yeah. No.
It pop, can. Hey.
No, pop in is like an adjective. Like, okay. You know, never mind. Yeah. But they listen to the pod.
That's incredible.
So shout out.
Hey, shouts out those women.
And somebody came with a rock, paper, cutter shirt on.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
I'm still laughing about that.
I've showed it to so many people. I showed it to Derek.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
It's
I
insane.
Go, I know. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
I need more info. I need a follow up.
And we don't have any, it's not, I don't think it's a rich, poor thing. And I don't think it's a black, white thing.
They just have somehow dodged that game their entire lives.
But that's a game that you're like, oh, speaking of, I sent you that Kardashian link.
Yeah.
You have it?
Let's talk about that.
Let's get into it.
In the same vein.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I don't know where I saw this. Doesn't know what tortellini is.
Yeah.
What is tortellini? What?
Like ravioli.
Maybe I'll get that.
One thing Kim Kardashian didn't pack.
That's all you need.
What is tortellini? That's like, wait, what?
The guy goes, it's like ravioli.
Yeah. He's good. Where are they in? Like Italy or something like that.
Yeah.
That's just like, I'm trying to think if I've ever been, if I've ever been caught like that, not knowing something that's in the mainstream. Because the way, like, you go, oh, have you just been rich? That's a rich poor thing.
Yes.
Right?
Well.
Or what is it?
I think ravioli's on that short list of pastas you should know regardless.
Let me go top
five. I'm sorry, tortellini.
Top five.
Yeah.
Pastas.
Spaghetti. One.
Spaghetti. Fettuccine.
Okay.
Ziti. Baked ziti.
Rigatoni. Tortellini.
That's five.
Yep.
That's a, or that's an others receiving votes.
I guess ravioli would be above
ravioli.
Those. Yeah.
So I go, I don't, I'm not Italian.
Me neither.
But I don't, you go, well, where did you learn that? I go, I don't know, just being alive. just existing. That's where I learned that.
Ever done life? That's where I picked it up.
I don't
up.
Know, waking up? Where did I learn rock, paper, scissors? I don't know, like when my alarm clock went off.
On menus where they sell $10 plates. Yeah. They serve tortellini at those restaurants.
Maybe
it's not
just
a crazy.
No, it's but I go into an Italian restaurant. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's on the menu at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
It should.
There you go.
It shouldn't be foreign.
Right.
If it's at Olive Garden.
Right.
If like anything on the, anything on like the, like Pizza Hut menu should not be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
This is for everyone.
Tortellini, Kim.
Yeah. And that's what we get, like everybody's own, their own social media feeds. Something in your circle is like blowing up. And we talked about that last week. And you realize, oh, this guy has no idea.
Yeah.
And that's why like sometimes like I'm not really big into like mission trips to like go like, I've made fun of it a couple times on this podcast. Like, go, but you should go over there.
Right.
You should go places.
Of course.
Like, you going over there. Where'd you go last week?
Last week?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago?
Europe. I was in Albania.
Things
and
are just different.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
Yeah.
They don't do that here.
Not a missions trip, by the way.
Not a mission trip. Yeah. Well, you were on a mission.
I was. But there was a mission involved.
It was not a mission for the Lord.
No.
It wasn't not a mission for
the
Lord.
Well, it was, but indirectly. All things, I...
being alive is
Philippians
a mission, is a mission for the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't. Yeah. You weren't going over there to like build a school.
No.
But you go like, somebody told me, my friend that lives in Australia, she goes, well, over here, because she like got a boyfriend and she like works at the church and she started dating this guy and then they like moved in together. I go, wait, what? Y'all, they go, yeah, that's like, I go, oh, they don't do that here.
Just Aussie Christianity is different?
Yeah.
They're cool and with it.
Yeah, they're like, we do that. I go, wait, what?
Huh.
And I'm like, oh, so this is like an American Christian thing.
Right. Yeah, when you realize like, oh, we're in this bubble.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's like from your, that's because you, that's like, they said it like Hillsong, the big church over there. And they were like, a lot of people wanted me to come over and do, because they speak English, you should come to a show over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the guys from Hillsong and they go, no, it wouldn't really work because we like say the things you say that are like across the line, like that's in the lexicon here.
Oh, so you would have to push even further to
goes,
be shocked.
Like me, like roasting like Joel Osteen for having a private jet. Here, you're like,
right.
I can't believe that. He's saying that. But like, we say that over here.
Right.
I go, oh, really?
So what is there? Who's their Bill Burr then?
Yeah.
Who's over the line? You
like,
know what I mean?
Jeez, dude, that's too far. Yeah. But that's what. You don't even have to go outside. You don't even have to go outside of your culture. I mean, that helps, but just go outside of your group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to another side of town and like go to a restaurant over there.
Yeah, go see what pasta.
Have you ever like gone? Yeah. Have you ever like gone? My girlfriend just moved here.
Yeah,
so we're like going to like a bunch of like places I would never go.
Okay,
God, I just go to like. I go to like cilantro. I go to my house. I go to like cilantro, the Mexican restaurant,
right,
and then Chick-fil-A. And like Zanies.
Yeah.
I've been just doing that every night for like as long as I've lived here. Yeah. And then sometimes I like branch out and maybe go down to the Gulch.
So where does she have you going?
Like all these like sushi restaurants and all these like, these are places like.
This fancy sushi spot.
Hey, big D. Or like going to like, I don't know, I would never go here.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this is different.
Yeah.
But that's what expands your mind.
Yes.
That's why this show calls Net Positive.
Dude. Tortellini, you know?
What is tortellini? That's just like, I wish I was on that level.
Where you just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, the gas prices, price of what milk. What is it? Like that. I have no idea. Andrew knew immediately.
Yeah, yeah, he knows.
Knew it on the dot.
But that's a rich thing, not knowing what tortellini is.
I just think it's you're not paying attention.
Yeah, it might be, that just might be like it just kind of. She also hasn't cooked her own meal. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but she orders them.
What is tortellini? There's no way. I mean, that's true. That's not made up.
She's also a genius, and she may just know that's going viral, so she threw it out there.
Yeah, if you go, what is spaghetti? They go, get out of here. We know what spaghetti is. Speaking of, yeah. I wanted to get to that one. Let's just tell everybody how we come up with these topics.
Sure.
So we have a group text, mm-hmm. Similar to everybody in America.
Yep.
We have these group texts, and every time there's an article, we just put it in there. Mm-hmm. So we get all these things that we want to talk about, and then come podcast time, we just put them on a list.
Right.
Okay. You want to read this one or me? You read it.
I read it. So this says, this says South Korea stands to lose billions from making K-pop superstars BTS do military service. So all right. BTS is a South Korean K-pop band. Okay. Arguably, I think one of the biggest bands, if not the biggest band on earth.
Okay.
And in South Korea, you are mandated to serve military time.
South Korea is the good one.
Yes.
The good of the Koreas.
They're our friends.
Yeah, they're with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right. All right, first of all, I thought K-pop was the band.
Okay.
K-pop is not a band.
K-pop is a genre.
K-pop is a genre.
Korean pop.
All right, well, this is perfect, just like the tortellini thing.
There you go.
The K-pop guys came, they could walk by and I wouldn't know who they were.
The BTS guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, the BTS guys. But in their world,
yes,
they are the biggest.
Yes.
Which I would go to one of these concerts in a second.
Oh, absolutely.
In a second I would go.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm into it.
They're huge.
I'm into it. My thought, these are what, seven
dudes.
South Korean guys. Sorry. Seven South Korean guys. And they look like very fashionably dressed.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
And very, they're very progressive.
They're very rich.
Yes.
And they tour all over the world.
Yep.
All over the world. Do you have one of their songs?
We'll get flagged if we play it.
Oh, yeah, we can't play it. Yep. Yeah. But everybody's like, we have K-pop in our top 20.
Yeah.
They don't.
Right.
Do they?
No.
K-pop is a tough band name.
It's not a band name. It's a genre name.
Oh, sorry.
BTS. Yeah, yeah.
BTS.
We're not learning anything.
BTS is a tough. What's it stand for?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No. I would have guessed behind the scenes.
Geely? No clue. She doesn't know.
What does BTS stand for?
Behind the scenes.
Bulletproof.
No, that can't be Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Behind the scene. Hold on. No, that's BBS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the way it translates. Bangtan Sonyeodan.
That's offensive.
Did I get that?
Don't say. Do not.
What do you mean?
Never do that again. Bro.
Never read again?
Well, I say it again in the accent.
But
an accent.
I'm doing it right.
No,
this is culturally right.
You're trying to appropriate
this
respectfully.
Proper. We've done a Southern accent for the last 25 minutes. We can do a Korean accent.
All right, tell me, what in a BTS? My daughter coming in the house winning that BTS, and I don't know what that stands for. Hold on. Let me get on that Google machine and fire that thing up and see what them BTS stands for, because I don't want that devil worship coming in this house. What's it stand for?
Bangtan? Sonyeodan. Sonyeodan.
I don't know what that means.
My goodness, that's hard.
What's that mean?
Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
All right. Well, then maybe they are fit for military. Listen, I looked at a couple photos of these guys. Bulletproof is not how I would. There's a lot of cashmere jackets. There's a lot of hair product. And I can't judge that because I wear a hair product myself. Mm-hmm. A lot of middle parts. They're all the same.
How old are they? They're young. I think young 20s.
There's a lot of product in these guys' hair. It's parted like a Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell.
Nice.
Is that a good
great
way to describe
reference?
That?
Yeah. Very yeah. good.
It's all parted down the middle.
Yep.
A lot of earrings. It looks like.
Yep.
A lot of earrings. A lot of what's that website? The like Zara.
No, I was
like
gonna say Zara. Zara.
Yeah, like Zara. A lot of Zara looking outfits.
Yep.
Or where, and I'm not, listen, I don't, what I assume the South Korea, sorry, they're like, dude, please get this right. It's a gigantic distinction. The South Korean military, I bet, is tough.
I'm sure it's not easy.
And these guys, they're like, hey, we're off the road. We're off of private jets. We're off people giving us
we're off not knowing what tortellini is.
Right.
And now they're just gonna, hey, we're here for service.
Yeah.
It's not gonna go well.
They're born between 93 and 97. Okay. And it looks like in South Korea, you're mandated to do 2 years of service. Okay. And in the past, they've pushed that a little bit. The government has let them push it because they're so good
for these guys.
Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
So now they're gonna go serve for their 2 years and they're gonna regroup in 2025.
Well, I wonder what the topic was because you got seven of them. You got eight of them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how about we stagger this? Do a half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all four go start. We'll tour
like
a little acoustic set for a year. Those guys will be done. We'll get them back and send the other four.
Well, and the craziest part is that this is in Fortune.
Yeah.
They're talking about the financial implications of this.
Yeah.
BTS is accountable for $3.5 billion of the Korean economy every year.
That's tough.
That's a lot.
It's a tough situation because the government, it's like, didn't we have the guy for the Cardinals, Pat Tillman?
Yeah.
I think he did that and he died.
Yeah.
He was right?
He's not mandated to serve, but yeah, he did go serve.
He got killed.
He did, yeah.
And he was an NFL player.
Yeah.
All right. So these guys, first of all, you can't let them not do it because then they go, all right, well, if we get famous enough, if we pop enough,
right?
Well, this is the opposite of do what you want when you pop it.
Yeah, this is you're popping and we don't care. You think you're popping?
Oh, you think you're popping? Oh, you think you're popping? Well, I can't imagine what jobs these guys are going to have. They're not on the front lines.
I mean,
they're probably not fighting.
I wouldn't think so.
But South Korea at war with.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, it feels like North Korea at all times.
Yeah, there's probably some of them are at the border.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? No, dude.
He's got purple hair.
Say one of those guys' names. What says one of those guys'
names? No, dude. The last time I tried to say anything in South Korea, I got canceled.
Jung.
What is that? You.
Jim Jungkook? Jungkook? Jimjin?
This says Jimin Jungkook.
Jimin. Jimin's
RM,
a perfect name.
J-Hope, V, Jin, and Suga.
Suga. That's part. So you're like, you've been oppressed by the North Korean government for all these years. You finally hatched a plan where you're going to sneak across the border. You're like, Jimin? Hold on.
And he's like, yeah, don't move.
He's like, hey.
Freeze.
Freeze. And you're like, oh, wait, Jimin? Hold on. No, dude, that's Jimin, bro. No,
dude, I saw you in Seoul 2012.
yo, Suga? What? Where's Jungkook?
What do you think their name tags on their uniforms say? They say their real names, Suga. Or they give them the band names?
Hey, they gotta have them at computers.
Have to, dude.
They got to have them at computers in the base.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Just serving food or something.
But do the other military guys like them? They do.
I don't know.
Is it like when somebody does this is unnecessary to say, but somebody does a certain unpardonable crime, goes to prison, and it's not going to go well in prison for that
guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Without saying it. Right. Yeah. Yes.
It's like they go, is that them? Or do they go, oh, dude, my wife loves you.
Right.
What do you think their reception is?
Ah, oh, man. I would assume there's going to be other young people there.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-year mandated thing. Like, I think they'll probably run into a bunch of fans. They're the biggest thing in the country.
Yeah. They're the biggest thing South Korea has ever had. Where he's like, hey, eyes on the, he's like, yeah, what up?
Dude? Yeah.
Eyes on the target, initiate launch. He's like, yo, Jimin, what up, dude? What was that show like?
Yeah, the production on that last album was sick.
Yeah, when you came out of the floor and that intro, they launched you out of that cannon. That was dope, dude. Me and my wife went to that show. It was huge. We tried to get back to the meet and greet, but we couldn't.
Hey, dude, yo, check this out. Lifts up his shirt. I got your chorus tatted on my ribs, dude. Jimin. You wrote this, dude.
anyway, toss this grenade.
Anyway, here. Pull his pin. Anyway, let's get these guys.
They gotta be There's going to be the one annoying, like, the, like, meathead military guys that are like, we're against it. But I bet all the other guys are chill.
Do you think there's any chance of any of the band members, like, really actually enjoying it and being like, hey, I'm not going back, guys?
It's like when I went to, like, rehab. You're like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's like, it's,
I could do this.
You're like, oh, there's a lot of, like, you don't have to be like, oh, with the... No one has to, like, no one's coming in there for a press conference.
Right.
You just got to be one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're like, you have any sort of an ego, you're probably like, we got to get back out there.
Yeah.
But then you know that the reunion tour is going to go hard.
It's yeah. It's
a post military game over.
What if they come back jacked?
Just. And they're different genre of music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what all is, heavy metal now.
What would the equivalent? If, like, say, like, we went to war, us three got drafted.
Yeah.
Us three, and we're on a cargo ship
mm-hmm.
headed over to so-and-so. And, you know, like, in the airplanes, you like, they sit along the walls.
Yes.
Have you ever seen those when they jump out? So we got our parachutes on. I get in there. Alex, get in there. Andrew, get in there. And who comes next to us? They're like, wait, what? The equivalent of this.
That'd probably be like
that sat down next to us.
Who's our biggest boy band right now?
I mean, yeah, we're beyond like the Justin Bieber days.
Yeah,
or would I mean,
it might be Bieber.
No, it'd be like Jack Harlow.
Nice.
They would sit next to you, like, dude. Yeah, I'd be cool with him.
The Migos sit down next to
him. Yeah, so.
All three of them.
Offset.
Yeah.
Yeah. She from the streets. What do they
just
say?
Ad-libbing.
Yeah.
They're ad-libbing the mission.
Say? Yeah. I would think that was awesome.
Toss grenade in this thing. Grenade.
Yo, grenade. Yeah, I would think that was awesome. If those guys sat down next to me,
yeah,
I wouldn't make fun of it. I would be like, I'm into this. Yeah. Now, because the military now, I talked when I was on that's hilarious that they're bulletproof.
Boy Scouts.
This is truly the positive. The podcast is truly a net positive. Because now you're going to be like, what does BTS stand for? Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Yep.
They're gonna get some flack for that name. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, in the service, I would assume.
I'll tell you
so.
That. They're gonna get some slack for that. Yeah, they're gonna go, oh, we saw one from BTS. Oh, what does BTS stand for? Alex?
Bulletproof Boy Scouts?
Nope.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I lost the page.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, dude, you know how so BTS, they go everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Who else is an international band that is
young? Like a young international band?
Like in history.
Oh,
the Beatles.
The Beatles for sure.
Okay. Who else?
Bands like Black Sabbath.
Were
huge.
Where are they from? They're American. Right?
Are they American? I mean, they're definitely international, though.
Elton John.
Sure.
Not from here, right?
Oh, you mean based internationally?
Bands that are not US.
Got it.
Shakira. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, John. Here's what I was thinking the other day.
Yeah.
I go, this premise might be way out of pocket.
Okay.
And we're going to get it fact checked to no end on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Queen, by the way.
Queen, that's a good one. Yeah. Queen, by the way. Not Led Zeppelin. We went to Pitbull.
Yeah.
Pitbull's from, I think he lives here,
mm-hmm.
but he's from down in wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Brazil, just a monster.
Yeah.
Just a monster. And I thought to myself, people need to, like, the U.S. kind of gets like a bad rap internationally.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of make fun of us. They're
sure.
Like, oh, you're Americans, you're ignorant, you're stuck up, you're... entitled, right?
Yeah.
That's unless we watch your government and we kind of, it's like a reality show for us.
Right.
People need to start putting some respect on the United States.
Let's go.
Of America.
Dude. Let's go.
And listen to this. Hey, you're going to call us up and be like, United States, on the phone? Where'd you get that? You're welcome. You're going to fly in an airplane. Where'd you get that? You're welcome. You're going to have electricity. Where'd you get that? You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get the light bulb. Where'd you get that? You're welcome.
You're making valid points.
You're going to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that? You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on this planet, Again, I could be fact checked on
the,
this.
Finish it. This is the quote graphic.
Everything on this planet is from us.
There it is.
Now, I could be wrong because I was talking to Lydia about this. I go, why? But those are our history books.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our history books. Like, the Wright brothers invented the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
In the, I'm going to guess, do you have a guess?
North Carolina.
No, year.
Oh, 19.
I was going to say 18.
1912. That's my guess.
I'm going to guess 1850. Andrew, the Wright brothers invented the airplane, the first flight.
1903.
Close, dude.
Nice, dude.
When was Pearl Harbor? That was 1907. They went from like planes with linens on them to jets in 5 years.
Planes with linens. Pearl Harbor is 41 or something.
Oh, all right. 41? Those planes are basic.
Pearl Harbor date. We've done this before. 41.
Yeah, 1941. Yeah. So they went for, when was the first flight?
What did we just say? 03? 04?
In 40 years, they made jet engines. They were flying over the Pacific.
03.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. So 1903, that was before anything. That was our history books.
Right.
Again, I'm going to be fact checked, but this is our history books. How do we know that in China, they weren't inventing planes?
Yeah, you can't. We have no idea.
Well,
there was no planes to deliver the news of the planes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we invented electricity to us. Benjamin Franklin invented electricity.
So you think if
is
I
that
said
true?
Like, well,
I go look up Chinese man that invented flight. Chinese man that invented airplane. That's what I'm saying. Chinese man known to fly in America. Okay, that's not it.
Not it.
What did the Chinese
invent flight?
Is believed the earliest recorded flight 2,000 years ago.
So there you see. So China did it 2,000 years ahead of us, according globalsecurity.org.
This is a wild episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
Because me and my girlfriend, we were like driving somewhere and we Googled this for like, she was like, I was like having her Google stuff for like forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked up the,
she was like, can't you just wait until Monday?
Like, can we, I was like, I go, all right, the light bulb. We invented it
mm-hmm.
in 19 whatever. But you don't think, I mean, you got to have like westernized countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't happening probably in Africa, but in Europe or Asia or Germany, or you don't think someone else invented electricity over there?
Yeah, our country's 300 years old. Like there's no way somebody wasn't trying to fly before that.
Yes, yeah,
that's
so
what you're saying, right?
It.
Like, there's no, we couldn't have.
There's no way. Look at Andrew's mind is blown. Yeah, but there's people. There's people listening to this. Like, wait, and that's why they do like the critical race theory, or like they're talking about rewriting the history books. You're like, well, wait, did we invent the light bulb?
Right.
Here we did.
Sure.
But our history is of here.
Right.
So like. We invented, did we invent the cell phone? We invented the telephone. Mm-hmm. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
Correct.
What year was that? That was after the airplane? 1876. All right. So look up Chinese man that invented telephone. That's disrespectful that it was a man.
Let's
sorry,
do
Keeley, I'm sorry.
Telephone invented in China.
1900.
The first network was in 1900.
All right.
So that's 24 years after Alexander Graham Bell created the first one.
Well, according to the first result on Google.
Mm-hmm.
But we grew up thinking that the U.S. made everything. And if that's true, y'all should show us some respect.
This looks like it's also rumored the Chinese had a telephone in 1894.
Yeah. Bro.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. All right. The tragic tale of the telephone's real inventor, Antonio Meucci.
Boom.
Italian man.
Yeah. What's the story?
Looks like it was 1847. No, right. Born in 1847. Let me go back to where it was just actually.
The U.S. goes low. Let me rewrite that history.
Born in Florence in 1808. Okay. Yeah, and it looks like towards the 1840s,
yeah,
he was starting to toy with a working telephone.
Yeah, but we have it as Alexander Graham Bell.
Right.
And then and then all the companies, they're like, Bell is like the company that like has the telephone still.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, that's like, I would be, it's like, what's his name? You ever seen those videos of somebody saying that what's his name didn't walk on the moon?
Yeah.
They go, you didn't walk on the moon. He gets so mad.
Right.
He's like, dude, I did. But when was the moon landing?
69.
Of what? 19?
1969.
If we invented the airplane in 19 what?
03.
We got to get off this topic. But yeah. But it is wild to think about.
Yes.
Is you think how what were we doing over here before it got over to, cuz Russia and us went to the moon at the same time.
Right.
So, right?
Tried.
It was a race.
We won.
So we invented getting off the ground 30 years before that?
Yeah, and then next thing you know, we're at the moon.
This is like the X-Files. Hey. This is like some X-Files type topics, dude.
Are you into conspiracy theories and stuff?
Very.
Like, what, you think we went to the moon?
I do.
I don't think we went to the moon.
You don't think?
Mm-mm, I don't think
so, well, I mean,
man.
Just that, well, the one, there's no, the people that are, the sources that are debunking them are never correct. They're like in a trailer park. I'm like, guys, you got to get some like scientists,
sure,
to argue the other side.
Yeah,
because it's always like scientists, government people, politicians, and then the other guy's like a guy in a trailer out in like El Paso.
Yeah,
he's like, I never saw it.
Right.
Well, he's like, there's no wind on the moon.
Yeah,
or whatever. There's the no flag shadows. Waiting. Yeah, yeah. There's no shadows. All that. Yeah, I like the entertainment of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But all right. So we looked up like. What we were looking up is the box office, the worldwide box office.
Yep.
And number one is Avatar.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah. But I go, look up the Chinese box office.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Chinese box office all time. Because when it comes to like...
highest grossing films in China. Looks like The Battle at Lake Changjin.
And so
5.87 billion.
Yeah, but that's in yen or whatever their currency
is. Oh, got it.
Because US currency, the 3 billion or something, 2.8 billion is Avatar.
Okay.
So you got to do like an exchange rate thing. And the Battle of Changjin is it like 27?
Okay.
In the world at all time. The Battle of Chang, that's not on the U.S. box office.
Right.
But in like India, you realize how big India is?
Bollywood is crazy.
Huge, dude.
Yeah.
But what people don't understand is all the top, the music and the cinema is from us.
Yeah.
For all over the world.
We own entertainment.
Yeah. So then I had my girlfriend, I go go to like Beijing and then look up a movie theater.
Right.
And then, like, this weekend.
Yeah.
And see what's in there.
Well, I mean, how about in the top 50 all-time highest grossing films in Chinese history?
Yeah.
Number 7 is Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, have you ever seen a Chinese movie over here?
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
So she looked up Beijing cinema or something. We couldn't even get in it because it's like the internet's blocked over there.
Right.
But we looked up India and like one of them is like Elsa, the Return of Elsa or so. I was like, oh, that's ours.
Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, that's ours. That's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, that one's ours. That one's ours. That one's ours. Like those, whatever they call it. What do you say the fifth one was there? Avengers? What is that called? Marvel movies?
Yeah.
I never got that.
Never got.
I never understood them. But those things are everywhere.
Huge.
You're like, why do they keep doing Fast and the Furious?
I was just going to say, that's on the list too.
Dude, because in China, why do they do Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, because in Tokyo, it was huge. I'm telling you right now, if I started getting like some fans, where would my fans be? They have to be an English-speaking country.
Mm-hmm.
Where would they be? If I started popping off in like
Like where would you like, where would you go next?
Off in like Chile or something like that.
Yeah,
I would be down there.
Yeah,
I would be down there if I look because I have the YouTube views. Mm-hmm. I know where everybody's at.
Yep.
If I started going huge in like Croatia, I'd be like, yo, I'm doing some tour dates. Yeah. I'm doing some tour dates over there.
Yeah.
That's a, like, that's the, like, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He like did all of his videos. He like captioned them.
They're all voiced over by other international celebrities.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. And then he's like, yeah, now we're like huge in like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. So I don't know. People, here's what I need to fact check for next week. I need who invented the airplane, who invented the phone, because this is before, now we know what people are doing in everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know.
Right.
According to us, but you have no idea.
Yeah, there's probably like 10 people credited with creating the telephone.
Electricity?
Yeah.
You're saying a guy flying a kite?
Right.
In Charleston, South Carolina with a wig on?
In 27 mile an hour winds with some sheets.
On accident?
Yeah.
With a key. How did he do that? With a key?
Who, the, he had a key the on kite? The,
I don't believe that about story.
Franklin?
I don't believe that story. Oh, now that I think about it, no.
No way.
No way.
He just put a kite in the air?
He put a kite in a thunderstorm? That's a wild story.
How do you think it actually went down?
A guy got killed. The guy got shocked to death. They were like, dude, we should probably harness that to light up this kitchen.
Hey, sucks what happened to so-and-so.
Yeah.
But all in all,
also,
did you see how much electricity came, how much power came off of him?
Yeah,
we could probably use that for something. With that.
Yeah, we could, remember how it lit up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get that in the living room.
Yeah.
So we can read a book at night.
When he died, you could see a lot of things, right? Like we could just, we saw it.
That's like, so yeah, that's like someone to say we invented like, we in like 1812 when the pilgrims came to the United States, Christopher Columbus invented fire. I go, I bet somebody else was on it.
Yeah.
Before that,
yeah,
because the we didn't become a nation.
1776, baby.
Very recently,
yeah, yesterday.
You think everyone was just like a caveman,
right?
Before that,
yeah,
yeah. This is blowing my mind.
It's man, if you zoom out far enough, things get weird.
This is the nettest of all positives we've ever.
I think so. Yeah,
yeah. But we did look back at all entertainment. All that is that's why it came back to the K-pop.
Yeah.
They're like coming from, like, who's come from over there to here? Queen, the Beatles.
Bad Bunny right now.
Bad Bunny is huge.
He's the biggest.
I don't know him. I have one of his, we listened to one of his songs and I put it on my pre-show playlist.
Dude, he's so good.
He's good.
So good.
Where's he from?
I think he's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. That's us, dude. Puerto Rico's us, isn't it?
Bad Bunny front. Yeah, that is us.
Puerto Rico's
he
us.
He is, yeah, Puerto Rican.
And yeah.
So we're claiming him?
We should, yeah. No, he's us. Puerto Rico's us. I don't know. Yeah. Let's get into some of the news before we get out of here.
All right, yeah.
We already went an hour on something that everything that does not make any sense.
All right, how about this?
Oh, here we go. Read it.
So this headline is, why is thumbs up offensive? Gen Z wants to cancel the, quote, rude emoji.
All right. Somebody sent me this article. Thumbs up is offensive now.
Mm.
And people are triggered by it when people put a thumbs up, and it's like very, it's very passive aggressive, and it's hurting people's feelings.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I do agree. I mean,
that is
thumbs
not what
up,
I expected.
Thumbs up. I don't, it needs to be a tool in the belt still.
Okay.
But like, hey dude,
yeah,
like I've done that in real life.
Yeah,
like when I get like when somebody flicks me off.
Yes,
and I give them a thumbs up.
Yes,
it's so
yes,
so harsh.
Thumbs up is my go to road rage.
Nah,
so like you do something stupid on the road, yeah. I'm gonna give you a
nice,
well done. It's like that hurts more than
way worse, way worse. All right, sounds good.
Yeah,
like get like. Have you ever seen that video of the guys, the two guys in the street in New York flicking each other off?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, yeah, it's like, nah. And the guy goes,
yeah.
Like, that's just, like, the thumbs up. Now, I'm not with Gen Z being, like, oppressed by everything.
Right.
But it is, all right, do you ever use it in text?
I will like double tap thumbs up something, but sending a thumbs up like, emoji, no.
If I say, hey, pod, attend tomorrow.
Yep, double tap,
that's
thumbs
that's
up.
Not this.
No, I'm not sending the thumbs up emoji. All right.
So you go, hey, I'm trying to think of something. What does it say right there?
This is a tweet from Josh Blackham. Saw a tweet earlier arguing that there are a significant number of people who see the thumbs up emoji as passive aggressive. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
On its own, it has the power to it has the power to trigger an inordinate amount of stress and anxiety. I cannot explain why.
It
looks like that's what every one of these tweets says. Is like, yeah. I don't know why, but it just pisses me off.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. The argument to cancel it and get rid of it is silly. We obviously.
Yeah.
But it is. In the right context, is nothing worse.
Gen Z has also tried to say that the laughing crying emoji is like boomer, like that is millennial. They say you shouldn't use it.
Yeah,
so it's like they have very strong opinions about emojis.
Yeah, well, emojis they come to mean different things. There's if you were in like a girl, I'm trying to think of what would be like if a girl's like, hey, in a text. Hey, listen, I really appreciate like this relationship and we've like tried and I like thanks for like everything. And like, I just think for now with what I'm doing in my life that like, you know, I just think it's better that we just be friends. And like, again, like you didn't do anything wrong or like, but I just want to say that and just go mm-hmm. like you win that one.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you were in love with that girl,
mm-hmm.
now you got to be strong enough to follow through and not ever respond.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
But just a, that is
cold.
So cold, dude. It's colder than anything she could say to you.
Burr.
Oh, I'm cold thinking about it. Yeah. Go get me a jacket. If a girl said, or if a, cause you're thinking, hey, this, why they're saying that is cause this person's going to come back with, but when I did this, I meant this, and I really love you, and I think that we could work things out. They're saying, they're writing in anticipation of your response.
Right.
And you just go.
Mic drop.
Mic absolutely drop.
All right, I can see it.
Yeah.
I get it. But what do you do instead?
Well, it used to be. I mean, if you were a mature and you got that, if you were mature and got that message from a girl that she was breaking up with, you'd be like, if you were immature, you'd be like, screw you. I didn't like the way you wore your hair. Like, anyway, I didn't really like you. I got other girls that I'm trying to talk to anyway. I don't mm-hmm. even need this. That's
yeah,
a beta move.
Defensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're in love with her and you just proved it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if we're sticking to just emoji responses, what replaces the thumbs up?
I mean, I've said passive aggressively. I've said, got it.
Yeah.
Sometimes with like a long,
mm-hmm.
got it. But I think,
cool,
wait.
Cool.
Because well, you would say the no response, but then they go, well, I wonder, maybe you didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it never, maybe you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one goes, I see it.
Yeah.
I read it. Thumbs up. Wait, do you thumbs up emoji or thumbs up the text?
I think thumbs up the text is fine. I think the emoji is what's in question here.
Yes. That's like a, like, okay. Like, okay, okay, exclamation point is like, okay, see there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause K is, that's been
just the letter K.
That's yeah. been disrespectful.
Yes.
But then lowercase K is even more disrespectful because you got to go in, uncaps lock it.
Right.
And just put lowercase K.
Yeah, you showed effort.
That's disrespect.
Right.
And the thumbs up is just one level down from that. Thumbs upping the tap in an iPhone.
Right.
Not the emoji in the text conversation.
Double tapping it, thumbs up reacting.
If it's something
tough,
controversial, because you're trying to, you're supposed to be like, if some guy was like, hey, we were going to proceed with the selling the stocks and we are going to give you 50%. And unfortunately, the way our business has lined up, we can't cut you in on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look for opportunities in the future for you to maybe, and you go,
Yeah.
He's going to buy your business.
Yeah.
He will make it his mission to take you down. I'm scared to death of the thumbs up guy, where he's going.
Uh-huh.
What's his next move?
Yeah.
Because he goes,
okay.
Yeah. Just like you said it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's cool. What you, okay.
Got it.
And not, no, got it. Got it. All right.
Understood. Okay. I like understood.
Yeah. Understood.
That's my go-to.
Understood's a good one.
Understood.
Understood.
You've made your point clear. Got it.
Understood. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's like. Are you sure about this decision? Because if you are.
You just text it back and you're just like, do you want to try that again?
That's exactly what
that's
you
what
said.
That means.
We don't have to bring this up, but the conversation before that we started.
Yes.
You go.
Yeah. Somebody comes at you in a way and you just go, you sure you want to do this right now?
You sure you want to do that?
I'm willing to let that go if you'd like to start over.
Go back outside.
Yeah.
And come in with a different energy.
Yeah, but be somebody else when you come back in here.
Try it again.
Yeah.
This is so out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you come back, try it different. But you just go.
It's like when a 5-year-old is like,
I wish somebody would
just
do this
going
to me.
Off on you, and you're just like, do you want to try using different words?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what it's so
use
demeaning.
Yeah. Use your words.
Why don't you try that again, and we'll see how it goes.
I feel like we put this on the news to like crush it, but
now I'm all about it.
All about it, dude.
Get rid of the thumbs up emoji.
No, it needs to be like, but like, if you put in like, if a girl says that to me,
yeah,
I mean this would be in the past.
Sure.
Hey, John, I really enjoyed our thanks for taking me out. I had a good time. I just think based on everything that you've. By the way, I don't mean to flex, but this has never happened to me. But I'm just kidding. Maybe it has once or twice. Yeah, it has once or twice. If you put the middle finger, that confirms that she made the right choice.
Right.
Does it not?
Yeah.
Like I was like, when I would like break up with a girl, I'd always want her. I said this in jest to one of my buddies. I go, I wish you would get like a neck tattoo with my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that would confirm. Oh, good. I dodged that.
Yeah.
She comes and vandalizes your house.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bummer.
Right.
But I 100% made the right choice.
Yes.
Confirmed.
Thank you for the clarity.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
But when somebody goes, you break up with someone, they go, you're going to regret that.
Yeah.
And just goes.
Understood.
You go. I think one got away.
Yeah.
You do immediately. Yeah. You immediately take the power back.
Am I making the right choice?
Yeah. She goes, so if you, but like, if you go middle finger, that you goes, oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're angry and you're like, this is why I broke up with you.
Right.
Because this is who you are.
Yeah. And that's why you can never break up with people cordially. You have to push them over the edge to get a reaction.
That's really
important.
That's what we need.
That's the dating advice that we need.
Yeah. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure they have to react.
Yeah. Break up with them. I don't think I've ever. I'll react. The things I only react angrily about is like on accident. Say when I get like I got in a kind of altercation at we were playing basketball the other day.
Cool.
I would never get in like romantically. I would never.
Yeah.
But getting
you,
broken
but you
up
throw
with
a thumbs up emoji though.
Yes, dude, 100%.
Yeah.
If you said that, if I said, "Hey, Andrew, we really like it for appreciated you on the podcast, and like you've been done a great like, but we're gonna go ahead and not have you on the podcast." If he said this, we'd be working for him in 2 years. 100.
You're like, oh, John, I don't know, bro.
He goes, hey, please let me back on them. He goes, all right.
Yeah.
He's buying the space next to you.
Yep.
And building an empire.
Yeah. Out of putting
us.
You out.
Yes.
You are out of
That's
business
what you're saying.
Now.
You go, all right.
Yep.
Sure you want to do this? I'm all in on the thumbs up
do you
podcast.
Try that again.
Yeah. I'm all now. Yeah. But I guess if people didn't know, the Gen Z knows it, but like to our parents, like they go, oh, he said.
They use that all the time.
He said good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Like, yeah.
Great. We're understood.
Break up. Confirmed. All right. He said he liked it. Yeah. They wouldn't know.
He sent me a thumbs up. I don't know.
I don't know. I said that we're getting divorced and he sent me a thumbs up. So I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be in court and taking the house, dude. Yeah, thumbs up. That's unbelievable. We got one more.
Let's hit on. Yeah, let's hit a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Did you see this? This ant face thing went viral.
Yep, I saw. Yeah,
this is nightmare fuel.
The photo of an ant. What it was a it was a competition.
Yeah, photo competition, I believe.
And somebody took it up close, like a, this must be like 100 times zoomed in.
Nikon's photo micrography competition.
Of a, yeah, of a, like something. You know, I've seen one of like a, you know, you do like a strawberry, very, very, very zoomed in.
Yep.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or like a, yeah. Is that a bad example?
No, I've seen that exact post. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
this,
about.
This, that's real, right?
That's a real ant's face.
That is horrific.
It's messed up they didn't tag him.
What's that? That's like Alien versus Predator.
Yes.
That's what that looks like.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that looks like.
This makes it feel better to step on them.
100%.
Yeah.
Which the protester, the animal, the PETA people
right.
are always, they're cool with you getting rid of roaches.
They are? That they're okay with those ones?
I think so.
We can kill those ones.
But they don't like to kill like, yeah, you can, yeah, on the list of what you're allowed to kill.
Yeah.
Because you can't kill like a lamb.
Yeah.
To eat. That's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to kill because they look nice.
Yeah, they're sweet animals.
Sweet animals.
Can't kill like a lion. You can't hunt those.
No, you can't. But you can, like a hyena,
mm-hmm.
shoot that thing in the face.
Sure.
A hyena, because those things are horrific looking.
Shoot that thing in the face.
Or that thing, it looks like it's going to be against you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks like it's against you.
Yes.
What is that?
That's another angle.
The face of a carpenter ant.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's the same one.
Yeah, just different angle.
Yeah. This kind of goes against the people that said that there is no creator.
Mm.
Doesn't it?
I think so.
You think that just
nature is my biggest evidence. Like
that, yeah. If you're not like a Christian Jesus guy, I am, but if you're not one of that, I can, but you can't say here we are. Yeah. You'd have to be an idiot to believe that.
To believe that
in the Big Bang,
yeah,
did everything just, poof,
yeah,
something. This is we're getting off.
Where
track.
Are we going?
Yeah, where are we going? Yeah, that's go to the.
What do you want to hit?
Go to the. Oh, I want to do. Oh, we did a protest for the week.
Yeah, let's fly through these.
They're just two
because these are great.
Go to the first. Let's go to the Penn State one.
Okay.
All right. This is a football game. How does it do for audio? Do I describe it? Or do you play it?
I can play the audio.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So this is a football game in a college football game?
Yes, Penn State.
Not the Penn State, though, because Penn State wouldn't have a track.
I believe this is Penn State.
No, but it's Penn State. It might be like Penn State Scranton. It's not Penn State.
This looks like halftime of Penn versus
Penn,
Yale.
No, Penn. Okay, Penn. Penn is different than Penn State.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. This is Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Of course, Ivy League. Ivy League, of course. All right, there's a bunch of kids. I'm saying 30 kids, maybe 40 kids running onto the field. Yeah, 17-7 Cornell Penn. All right, pause it. First of all, go back like a second, 2 seconds, so you see the stands. Nobody there. Okay, nobody at this game. Nobody at this game. First of all, there's nobody at the game. There's more people on the field now than there is in the stands. There's a bunch of kids, and if you're listening to this, a bunch of kids are protesting and ran down onto the field at halftime.
Yep.
This, I hate everything about this, and I condone the, what's the opposite of condone?
I disavow
all of this because there's no risk here.
Yeah.
There's no, go to the
it's
Penn
a
State.
Turf field.
Go to the Penn State game and do this.
Yeah.
Put something on the line.
Yeah.
Invest something. Like we said, Tiananmen Square, she was willing to give up her life.
Yep.
You're willing to give up your afternoon and you're not going, there's no security there.
Right.
There's no penalty.
Right.
They all jump over the, and they run across the track and run out into the field and keep it playing. All right, now they're just out there.
There's three signs.
All right, there's the team is walking out on. Now they're just walking out. Hold on, pause it. All right. The outfits are the why this is why stereotypes exist. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of flannel, mm-hmm. a lot of sweaters, mm-hmm. a lot of mom jeans. Mm-hmm. There's no, I don't know how to say this, but there's no like bar stool type women out there. I don't know how to say that in any other way. Is that, that's,
what do you mean?
Just like,
thumbs up emoji.
Yeah. 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 Everybody knows what that means.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Keep it playing. All right. I see townhomes.
Right.
On one of the, I see invest, save the UC townhomes.
They're doing a terrible job unfurling these signs.
And that's it.
That's the whole video.
Okay. So everyone, again, there's, it's save the UC townhomes. What is it? What is it? What are the comments?
That's all I could make out was save the UC townhomes.
Yeah.
Looks like all 60 of them really proved a point.
Great. Yeah. Giving my loathing for all things Ivy League. It's good to be reminded that there are so many bright, wonderful students at Penn. Here's to them. There, he's making fun of them.
Yeah.
Right now, is, oh, that's different. Yeah. I mean, it's like they don't even know how to display their banner. What losers. College is full of clowns nowadays, raising weak generations. Wish they got laid out by the players. We've said that before.
Yep.
It's like someone wishing you lived on a coast that was about to get hit by a record large hurricane. Or the path of a storm, you are a drought and famine. You probably won't understand the purpose of this message. No, yeah, I don't. You're right. I don't understand. Yeah.
Thumbs up emoji.
Thank goodness you raised awareness. Yeah, that's it. We don't know what you're doing.
No clue what this is.
Go back up to the top. What are they protesting?
It is climate and community justice from Penn's administration.
Climate and community? What?
It's up to Penn's administration to make sure that climate change is fixed. Obviously. Yeah, I don't know about save the UC townhomes.
Yeah, so you're sitting in the game and you coming back with after halftime because the players are walking back on the field to warm up at halftime.
Right.
They go, Wait, what?
Yeah, we're trying to get loose.
They were like, hey, no, if you're watching, you go, was there a protest? was that just like kids or was that a protest? Put nothing on the line. Go to the one about the VW.
Okay.
This one's great. The VW factory in Germany or wherever it is. Somebody, all right. So there's a bunch of, looks like engineers. Is that right?
I don't know.
They're protesting. Hold on. We'll go up one more.
That's as far as it goes up. That's the first one.
All right. So they're protesting.
15 members of.
Decarbonize. Okay. They're protesting emissions.
Yep.
Emissions. Right. So go down to the next. They all go into the VW. Looks like showroom.
Right.
And they sit down. There's six engineers in lab coats sit down in front of this new, this is like Porsches. Those look like Porsches.
They are, yeah.
Sit down in front of the Porsches, glue their hands to the floor.
Right.
All right, so they glue their hands to the floor. And then he tweets, VW told us that they support our right to protest, but they refused our request to provide us with a bowl to urinate or defecate in a decent manner while we are glued. And they have turned off the heat. They have turned off the heating. And people in support can't get in the building.
Can't get out of the building.
People in support can't get out of the building. I love it.
Yeah.
This is what we've been saying.
They're smoking them out.
Smoke them out, yeah. Bro. They glued themselves to the floor. You immediately put yourself in the one down position. You're like, please, can I have a bowl to pee in?
The only, as a protester, the only thing you should be asking for is the change that you're protesting about.
And you have to be able to take it to death.
Yes. You can't say, hi, thanks for having us here to protest you. Yeah. Can I have a glass of water?
And I glued my hand. Like, you can't have anything.
Come prepared.
You bring it, dude.
Think about things.
Bring your stuff. Yeah, and obviously, like, have some glue, and then have, like, it should be, like, fake glue, like a clown glue, where you can, at night, you can get up.
Nice.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up in the morning, put it back.
Just before everybody else wakes up and sees
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come committed.
Yeah.
Don't blame us.
No.
Don't blame us.
I think it's hilarious they turn the heat off.
Turning the heat off is unbelievable. I wish there was an update to this story. They haven't given us a bowl. You should have thought of that.
Look at getting ready for the first night of sleep inside the Porsche Pavilion.
Demand they what?
To the man, they decarbonize the transport sector.
Hey.
Which, by the way, hey, we're working on it.
Yeah.
It takes a
bit. We're working on it. And you know who's not going to be working on it anymore? Y'all. I'm just throwing that out there. You can't, they. What if they go, sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Unfortunately, you six are not employed here anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we are doing that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to whatever you say, but we're, you don't, what do you, what's the guy in Office Space? What's your last name? Not gonna work here anymore. Get out of here.
They're posting pictures of their hands glued to the floor.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
You can't go put yourself in the scenario and then say, woe is me.
Yeah.
Like, that's for us to decide.
That's like you ran out onto the field and got hit by the football players.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
You went out there.
Yeah.
Let's cover the two protests that we do support.
Okay.
And that was, go to the Eagles fan. The guy at the Eagles game. So, yeah, I got it. The guy, he somehow, all right, pause it. So somehow he gets, you know, and every football team runs out of the tunnel in pregame.
Right.
They have, I know the Titans game, they have like pyro. Mm-hmm. These guys had a bunch of like, fog machines. You've seen this a million times. The whole team, ladies and gentlemen, your Philadelphia Eagles. And everybody runs out, right? Okay. So there's a guy dressed in Eagles colors, got down there. I don't know if he jumped down.
Somehow he got in the tunnel with the team.
Somehow he got in the tunnel with the team and runs out, play it. So he people, I think a couple people sent me this. Unreal. Running out with the team. That is unreal.
The players are just like, all right, bro.
Well, he might think that he's like an equipment manager, but still, equipment managers wouldn't run out like that.
And then he's just hanging out on the field afterwards, too, high-fiving
players. Dapping everybody up.
Let's get it today, boys.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I would contribute to this guy's GoFundMe. Yeah, gone. Yeah. Look at him. He's thrilled. I love this guy. Takes off his, yeah, unbelievable.
We support this.
Yeah, we support. And why? What's the distinction?
He's just having fun, man.
And he loves the Eagles.
There's no cause besides let's go Eagles.
Let's go Eagles. And you know what? I bet the player, this is unbelievable. I bet the players are like they'll have a meeting like, hey, we can't have that anymore.
Yeah.
But didn't mind that at all. Can't support it, obviously. You can't have that. But like, that's like something where like, if you love the Eagles and you're a season ticket holder, you can do like a, what are they? You know when somebody does like a GoFundMe?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, go. If the Eagles were a GoFundMe, that would be the top tier contribution.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like top tier is like you can run out with the team. Second tier is like you can be in the locker room. Third tier is like season tickets.
If the Eagles had a Patreon.
Yeah. I meant GoFundMe. A Patreon's better.
Yeah.
If the Eagles had a Patreon, that would be the number one.
Yeah. The highest tier.
You can run out with the team.
Meanwhile, he's being charged and has been banned from the stadium. NFL is investigating.
Okay.
Sad.
They can't do that, though. Well, they can. Here's how they can do that. Like, they sometimes give you, like, parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they can't really enforce that you pay them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a DUI, all those are going to show back up.
Right.
So they can't keep this guy out of the stadium.
Because
he could buy a third-party ticket, scan it, and walk in.
Yeah.
There's no... That's impossible.
Yeah, I don't think they got him on facial recognition or anything
like
that. They don't.
But what happens is, if you screw up in that stadium again...
Yes.
And you're on the ban list...
Yeah.
It's over.
Yep.
You might be going to prison.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't... Like, he's banned for life. Like, well, you can't really do that.
No. There was another sports one happened this week, too.
Somebody went on the field to talk to Altuve?
Yeah, at the Astros game.
Yeah.
Went on the field, ran up to Jose Altuve, tried to take a selfie with him. Just that's it. And you can clearly tell he's being like, dude, I'm your biggest fan. I love you.
I would like it. Oh, and then he's like, yeah.
You put up a good fight.
You're going to have to take, yeah. This is why I feel like cops.
Five guys on six.
Yeah. Get them.
Once the cops get out there,
like, amicable. This is so funny.
You got to fight against them.
I love it.
Cops. I like cops.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to take a political cop stance. I'm just saying, like, we were down on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and there's this cop there. He was like by the, he was talking to like some of our buddies. And I go, oh, you're just like, you're kind of like waiting for something to pop off, right? Like, you don't want to say that.
Yeah.
But you're kind of,
you wouldn't be mad if something happened.
You're out here, yeah. And you like if you're at a game, like you come home from doing security at the Astros game.
Yeah,
your wife's like, "How was the game?" Clocked in, clocked out.
Yeah,
we had one drunk guy that we had to carry out of the stadium, but yeah, babe, you'll never guess what happened tonight. And that's the premise of all. They're kind of waiting for something. Like when I used to work in like a fast food, not to compare the two, but when it was like a slow day, it was boring.
Yeah.
The day went by slow if there's not a lot of customers.
Right.
But then if it pops, you've been in a job like that?
Not really.
Wow, dude, exclusive. Do you know what tortellini is, bro? You have a job like that, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Jimmy John's.
Yeah. All right. So when it was popping, it wasn't. It was better. Would you say that?
When there's something going on. Yeah.
You're just sitting in there. Like, you ever been to, like, the mall and, like, the guy at Journeys is just sitting there on his phone,
mm-hmm.
literally texting. And, like, that day goes by so slow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were at Chick-fil-A sometimes on Saturday afternoon. We wouldn't sit down
mm-hmm.
for 8 hours. And you would leave. You're like, dude, that was wild. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, a lot of adrenaline when the drive-through line is moving so fast.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's what cops, you're like, dude, I got another 6 hours on Broadway.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving till 3.
Someone please get drunk in public.
Someone jump out of a window at Kid Rock's.
It doesn't help that every time you end up getting a convo with a cop, yeah. like a friend of yours who is a cop, you'd be like, you got any crazy story? Like, that's what they get asked every time. Dude.
Oh, let me tell you. That's just like, it's only the same with ER doctors and nurses.
Yes.
Dude, you'll never know what this guy came in with. Yeah, you're like, wait.
Yeah.
What? And it is exciting. And they get, there's so much like, I like how they're just preventatively like outside of Kid Rock's. He's like, something's going to happen.
Just hanging out.
We're just here.
Storms are brewing.
Yeah.
All the ingredients are in the pot.
They're all kind of, stirring it up in there. It'll be another 15 minutes until you're like, well, nothing's planned. Yeah, but give it a second.
I'm sure they have it down too, where they're like, oh, once it hits 11:30.
Yeah.
That's why
there's 35 cops out here leaning up against their cars.
Yeah.
Because it's on the way.
Yeah.
I never want to be that guy. Have I ever been that guy? Not a cops guy.
What guy?
I mean, at one time I got at a football game, I got carried out by the cops once.
Nice.
That's it.
I
accidentally got in an altercation with someone.
That's two altercations on this episode.
Is the other one?
You said something about an altercation playing basketball earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sports is the only thing that gets me.
Clearly.
Yeah. Dude, that's freaking hilarious.
Did you see this thing in New York?
What?
So there's a massive rat problem in New York.
All right.
And this is...
Also,
surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so this is on CNN.
Yeah.
And this is some public officials from New York. So this is the NYC Sanitation Commission.
Okay.
And they're talking about what they're going to do to combat this rat problem.
Right. Hear it.
Rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement. But the rats don't run this city. We do.
This is not Ratatouille. Rats are not our friends.
Rats are...
This is the funniest thing I saw this week.
This is like the rock paper cutters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait. What?
Rats are going to hate this announcement.
This is the most New York City thing I've ever heard in my life. This is not Ratatouille. Like, all the rats were together like, dude, we're taking the city over.
Hey, you guys see Ratatouille?
Yo.
That kind of radicalizes us a little bit.
Yeah, they kind of like, that's their like, the Fast and Furious for street racers. They're like, dude, yo, they do this.
That's us.
Yo, that's us. Well, Ratatouille did like run, he like ran the restaurant, didn't he?
He definitely knows what tortellini is, I'll tell you that.
For sure. Ratatouille ran the restaurant and he was going everywhere. I don't see the movie.
I didn't see it yet.
But I know, I mean,
I'll see it now.
No, it's old. Ratatouille's old.
This is the best Ratatouille ad I've ever seen.
This is not Ratatouille. Like, dude, rats can't speak, dude.
No, but they can hate. They're going to hate this announcement.
Rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement. But the rats don't run this city. We do.
This is not Ratatouille. Rats are not our friends.
I love the rat. I love the guy on TikTok. Yeah. That's like the perfect, like the perfect, like living in your own bubble.
Yeah.
You lived in your own bubble for so long that you're like, that's what you think is like appropriate.
Yeah.
And then it goes, that's the beauty about TikTok. I was telling my buddies this last night is that we share, like, as comics, we put in like terrible comedy. We put it in the group text.
Yeah.
We would never publicly, because comedy's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a comic.
You've talked about this on here before.
We make fun of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And so TikTok is the first time where, like, if you put that on CNN's Instagram, it goes to CNN followers.
Mm-hmm.
So all the social media in the past was you put something like that to your followers, all your followers go, yes.
Right.
And TikTok is one where it doesn't necessarily go to your followers.
Right.
It just goes out.
Yep.
And that you're such a higher liability to get crushed.
Oh, yeah.
Crushed.
Yep.
Because social media from the beginning of when it started was put it to your people.
Mm-hmm.
And your people genuinely got your back.
Yes.
For the most part, they think like you. That's why
understand.
They follow you.
They understand you.
So that, like, this, like, in their focus group was hitting. They were like, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. And then they go, all right, we're going to go public with this. And then somebody, you know, wait.
Dude, this is like a serious issue too. Like,
this is not Ratatouille. Look at the black guy in the background. He's like, come on.
He's like,
He's supporting it. I can't.
Do you see what the headline is here on the bottom line on the lower third? It says, oh, rats.
Rats are definitely on the list of PETA that you can kill. Just like,
yeah.
Yeah, you can kill them.
Definitely.
They're ugly looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except my girlfriend, she has rats, dude.
Really?
She has pet rats.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Ew,
she does.
Dude.
Is that a red flag?
For me, it is.
I think it is for me.
How many rats?
Two.
Are they, what do they look like?
Rats, dude.
Like
they
big,
look like
big,
rats.
Big ones?
I don't know. Like a handful. like a, she has them in her room.
Bro, the only place that's acceptable is in like a second grade classroom or something where they have like a class pet.
Like at the end of semester, you're going to dissect it.
Right, yeah, sure.
Like see what it's like. See what its liver looks like.
Dude.
Is that concerning?
I mean,
she loves animals.
There's other animals.
Get a dog. Yeah. Dang, straight from Andrew.
There's other animals.
I never, like, yeah, if you're going
to
get, you got to go down on the red, when does a pet become a red flag? Dog, good.
Mm-hmm.
Cat, singular, good.
Okay.
Cats,
multiple cats.
You get
yellow flag.
Two yellow flag, three red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is there?
If three cats is a red flag.
Three cats is a red flag.
Two rats.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
One rat, two rat. Yeah. Yeah, two rat. Well, she was like, well, it has to have a friend.
Yeah, dude.
The one has.
Maybe
to
you should too.
Maybe. Wow, dude.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I love you. I'm
we
sorry.
Love you, Lydia. Yeah. No. It's like we. I had a bird.
Yeah.
I had a bird, and she was. It's a bird. I got it for when I had to do the. I did the promo for my tour.
Yeah.
Emotion. So it's a real bird.
Okay.
So I rented it from the bird store.
What kind of bird?
I know what it is.
A tortellini.
No, yeah. It's something. Yeah, a tortellini. Yeah.
It's a rare.
Some kind of bird. What was it called? I forgot. Anyway, but the bird, there was like seven of the birds in the thing at the bird store.
Yep.
And then I took it, the one bird, and I was like, man, I feel bad for this bird. It was just in the thing.
Yeah.
And I got, this bird's got to go back to amongst its friends.
Yep.
Yeah. But she said one rat. She didn't like it. The rat has to have a friend.
Two rats, man.
But snake, red flag, 100%.
Yeah.
Bird, red flag.
Tarantula.
What are you doing with a bird? Yeah, tarantula, red flag. What? Any type of like Joe Exotic, red flag,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, and illegal.
Red flag, illegal. What else? What other pets are there?
Outside
of cat and dog, horses? Red flag. Oh, no. Yeah, horse is good.
Yeah. Horse is good.
I think that's good.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Different, not a mental health red flag, but like a financial red flag.
Yeah.
Not responsible. What other pets are there? Possum red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Ferret.
Any kind of the rat family. Mm-hmm. All the whole, gerbil red flag.
Yeah. Anything rodent, I think.
Yeah.
Is like
anything rodent red flag.
Yeah. You outgrow that when you're like 10.
Yeah. 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 What other animals are there? Frog.
Frog. Yeah. You go the amphibian route.
That's for kids.
Yep.
Turtle.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Turtle, red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Reptiles, amphibians.
Anything reptiles, anything in the rodent. You know, cat, dog.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
I can't think of any. Anything, obviously, snake family out.
Uh-huh.
What other pets do people have?
I mean, ant farm.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Great band, though.
Scary faces, though. Yeah, anything there.
Hold on, let me look up top 10 pets. Hamster, guinea pig, rabbit. Rabbit.
There you go.
We didn't think of rabbit. Nice. Rabbit's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, we didn't think of fish.
I'm okay with fish.
Fish is a flex.
That's fine. Yeah, fish. Yeah,
fish is a flex.
That's a luxury pet.
Yeah, fish is, and those are the most exotic.
Yes.
And not, if you had a.
Not illegal.
But if you had a pet, like a huge tank and a mini, like, hammerhead shark.
Yeah.
Flex of all time.
You know what I learned? Through TikTok this week?
What?
Fish can get seasick.
How?
So like the most expensive yacht in the world has fish tanks on it with no fish in them.
Okay.
Because the fish get seasick and die.
Really?
Yeah.
So they go like this?
So the ultimate flex is having empty fish tanks.
Empty fish tanks on your yacht.
Yacht, yeah.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, we learned it, all kind of stuff. Turtles, lizards, ferrets, chinchillas.
Chinchillas.
I don't know what chinchilla is. Family Chinchillidae. Okay, yeah. I don't know what, hamster, no. Guinea pig, no. Rabbit.
Depends on the rabbit, case by case.
Rabbit, bird, no. Fish, absolutely. Cat, dog, yes. Turtle, no. Lizard, yeah. Anything, yeah. Forgive your dad.
Keely said a pig.
As a pet?
Like a mini pig?
No.
I think I'm out on a pig.
But like if you have chickens.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's parents have chickens.
Okay.
But that's like more like functional.
They get eggs from them?
Yeah.
Do they eat the chickens or just the eggs?
I don't think they
are. And then which came first?
Yeah. Dang, dude. Hey, listen, Lucas. Lucas has learned a lot today.
Yeah.
Lucas has learned. He's going to have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah, it's late.
If he watches on YouTube, he's going to see the ant. He's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucas.
Sorry, buddy.
Have a good night. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.